your hand-eye con, and we'll work those questions into the coaches as soon as we can. So we begin this morning with the head coach at North Carolina A&T, Vincent Brown. Good morning, Coach Brown. I got you now. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now. I got you now. First game as a head coach. How excited are you and your guys to get started on Saturday?
Very, very excited. You know, we have been, beating on each other for a little less than a month now, 24 practices in, get a chance to test our skill, our systems, you know, our ability against what we believe will be a really talented and tough opponent.
Before we dive into UAB with your guys, and we talked a little bit about it on Media Day, obviously a new system you're bringing in, new coaches. How have your players adjusted?
They've done a great job. I think, you know, the biggest thing for us has been making sure that our guys understand how we want to play in all three phases of the game, offensively, defensively, and kicking game, eliminating the things that cause losing, first and foremost, and understanding that this is a process. You know, you don't get to be a championship team just overnight, that we're process oriented. And I think our kids have done a really good job of understanding and buying into that.
Again, we're with North Carolina A&T head coach Vincent Brown. If you have a question for Coach Brown this morning, just use the chat feature or the raise your hand icon. Let's talk about your team a little bit. I know offensively you've had a pretty spirited battle at quarterback heading into the season. Kind of let us know where you are headed into the opener here.
Yeah, you know, the kids have been really, really battling it out. And, you know, we still have a couple of days of practice before we go down there. We probably won't announce the starter until right up to kickoff. You know, there's no rule that says we can't play both quarterbacks also. So, you know, don't be surprised if you see two quarterbacks in the game at some point. And I think our guys are ready.
First question this morning from JB Ricks. Good morning, JB.
Good morning, Coach Brown. Thank you so much for taking out the time. I'm JB Ricks with Spectrum News One. I just wanted to know maybe if you could discuss with us the toughest challenges you've had to face in your first year as the A&T head coach and trying to bring that momentum and that Aggie pride back. And what are the remaining challenges you have in front of you, you know, in this final week of preparation?
Yeah, you know, anytime you come into a new environment, you bring your ideas, your philosophies, and a lot of things, you know, people kind of get accustomed to doing things the way they've always done it. So, you know, probably the biggest challenge has just been raising the level of expectations throughout the entire program for everyone that touched the program. We talk about wanting to be elite and doing the things necessary to compete for a CAA title. And with that comes, you can't just do things the way you've done before. And I think our administration, our athletic director, our boosters, our donors have done a tremendous job of helping us move the needle in the right direction. You know, the transfer portal obviously did some significant damage to the depth of our program before I even got here. So the challenges are being able to go out and replenish that, which we were able to bring in some talented kids. But, you know, we're trying to build this thing for sustained success. And we're going to do that through recruiting the right kind of kids for our program.
Thank you, Coach.
Coach, just building on that a little bit, how difficult is it? You've been in the coaching business a while. You've had a great career. A playing career, how difficult is it to blend all those new guys as you're trying to create that culture and that team?
It, you know, surprisingly, it has been not as challenging as we thought, because part of the process is making sure we recruited the right kind of kids that didn't come in with ego because they were transferring down from an FBS program. We've done a lot of things to work on our team building so that the chemistry of our team becomes really the DNA of who we are. And so I'm pleased with where we are right now.
I know offensively, you talked about the battles you've had at quarterback. I know you've got some newcomers battling for some spots to the other skill positions, but the one area that it seems like you're pretty have a very pretty veteran group is on that offensive line. Three guys back who were all conference guys a year ago. Do you see that offensively as kind of being the maybe the strength of your unit?
Yeah, absolutely. We got guys up front that have played a lot of football. They're all healthy. They've been, for the most part, been the leadership of this team. Actually, two of our starting returning three were voted captains by their teammates this week. So we're really excited about what they're doing. The ability that they bring, the leadership that they bring, is really going to be the core of our team.
Let's switch to the other side of the ball. Your defense, obviously, that was where you had a great deal of success in your most recent stop. You've got you've had some turnover on that side of the ball. Who are some guys that have really impressed you throughout camp on the defensive side?
Yeah, so you know, we got a couple of kids that are really talented. Caron Prunty is I believe one of the top defensive backs in all of the country at the FCS level. Henry Daniel, defensive lineman for us, has had an outstanding camp. At linebacker, Malik Jacobs has done a really nice job for us. And at safety, Tywin Williams has done a nice job for us. So, you know, we're really excited to see what these guys are able to do on Thursday night.
Let's talk a little bit about your opponent. Obviously, UAB has a program that's been pretty successful over the last few years. As you've started to take a look at them, what are some of the challenges that they present?
Well, you know, anytime you play an FBS opponent, you know, there's the implied thought that they're just better. They have more resources, more players, better facilities, all of those things. But, you know, one of the things that we've focused on is us and becoming the best version of us. We know they have some talented returning players. The quarterback is big. He's got a good arm. He's athletic. The running back, Jermaine Brown, is really, really talented, elusive, excellent receiver. They have their second leading receiver back from last season. So we know they present some challenges offensively. You know, defensively, the defensive tackle, Fish McWilliams, is a really, really good player, hard to move on the interior. So we know it's going to be a challenging game for us, but we've been a part of, you know, these games in the past in which we've come out on the winning side simply by focusing on us.
They also have a new head coach with Coach Dilfer being there. Does that make it any more difficult preparation-wise?
I think, you know, new head coach, new coordinators on both sides of the ball. Neither one has really called it before. So there's some unknown as to who they really are going to be offensively and defensively. So going into these games, you got to focus on your systems and your schemes, making sure you have answers for whatever they come out in. And I think our staff has done a pretty good job of preparing our kids for the unknown. And I think at some point during the course of the game, we'll see what their offensive and defensive identity is and be able to make some in-game adjustments.
You touched on a little bit earlier in your comments, but when you play these FBS games and you've been a part of them, obviously you're trying to win. Everybody's trying to win, and the annual ECA teams have had some success in these games, but especially with your first game going on the road, what's the mentality and what do you try to take out of a game like this?
Yeah, we literally just talked about it as a staff and as a team yesterday, that our season will not be defined by the outcome of this game or next week's game. We want to make sure that our team muster on full display, that the way we want to play this season is on full display, that we, you know, we don't beat ourselves by creating penalties and turnovers, that we play disciplined, smart, tough, aggressive football.
Before I let you go, and you touched on a little bit there, but what do you see as keys for your team to be able to maybe pull some upset, to pull that upset, or what do you need to do to have a chance to win this game on Thursday night?
Yeah, you know, these games are always won or lost up front, and we feel pretty good about our offensive line and the matchups there. Defensively, the key is going to be our ability to stop their run game, whatever that may be. You know, as I mentioned, they have a really talented back and have a stable of talented backs. So if we can keep their run game in check and not give up explosive play passes, we'll keep the game close offensively, protecting the ball, no turnovers, and being methodical and efficient with our drives.
All right, Coach, thanks so much for your time this morning. Safe travels to Birmingham, and look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Rob. Right,
thank you.